Are you tired of poor dice play at the gaming table? Do you feel bad letting your friends down with weak rolls? Does your gaming life always feel like a critical miss? Your RPG experience doesn't have to be this way. Take the first step on the road to recovery at FanRollDice.com. At FanRollDice.com, you will find all the gaming accessories you need. Unique, well-crafted dice and accessories are there to elevate your gaming needs. The Rancor's Brothel is here to help. Use promo code RBP10 at checkout to receive 10% off any order. Go from zero to hero in your gaming group at FanRollDice.com. And save yourself 10% using code RBP10. A better gaming experience awaits you. Don't delay. Order today. Warning. This game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun.
Iconoclasts, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. Don't scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath.
The bat phone rings.
It's for you, Jennifer.
God.
I'm busy.
Hello?
Who's answering?
Jennifer. She's back at base now.
Could I talk to Major Olson, please?
One moment.
Run.
Why does his voice sound exactly the same?
Major Mary Olson.
Could you please explain to me what in the good goddamn fuck you were doing in Germany?
Getting answers.
Please make this clear to the entire task force. If you have any reason to speak with the resident expert, I am to be present at all times. The information, let's just say it's not our guest is not exactly the most reliable. I don't know what he told you, but I would be incredibly careful and discourage any action based on what he said.
He taught me the magic.
Would you like to enlighten me on the conversation you had with him?
Let's see.
I forget who made the initial phone call.
What's the about the
about the elder sign? You could point out that, you know what? We came to you asking, and you hung up on us.
Whoever failed the bureaucracy role, I think.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure I crit failed that.
You did.
I guess that's
just to persuade, to basically try to convince him that nothing of value came out of the conversation.
Persuade is good for lying.
It's a fast talk roll if I've ever heard of one.
It is a fast talk roll, but fast talk is not in this game.
I know. It makes me sad.
I do like a good fast talk roll. Yeah, you could use persuade if you want. You can leverage it with your role playing skills, and we'll see how that affects your role.
Just point at me and I'll start degrading the phone call. Sorry, I can't hear you.
I'm going through a
tunnel. By the way, we're using private contractors. Eat my ass.
She's got a charisma of 70.
She just bats her doe eyes at him.
No.
No, I mean, she...
But given her back history, I mean, she's seriously considering probably telling this guy to fuck off the hell off right now.
She doesn't
now,
have any so. Bonds.
You could. That's you. You're playing Major Mary Olson. I mean, you did get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if you could get away with it again. You can burn that bridge if you want.
I was picked for this team because I have a certain set of skills. I use them.
Mm. All right, we'll see what Persuade does.
I mean, you definitely have a little thing down there under injuries that probably play into the character fairly well.
Isn't she kind of like half batshit? Isn't she kind of crazy?
She's not crazy.
She's good.
She's burnt. Like, she's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's a total burnout or something, isn't she?
No, she's been burnt. Like, all her bonds are gone. All she's got left is the program. She's literally the female version of the cowboy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I think she was a good choice to send.
No, I don't think that she would actually try to cover this. I think she would tell this fucker how it is. So we're going to go that way. Do you want me to roll charisma for that?
Well, let's see how you do first. I'll let your natural role-playing abilities play into it as well.
His eyes changed.
Permission to speak freely, sir.
What do you have to say?
While you're sitting over there in Germany, we have a fucking entity eating people's flesh off of their fucking carcasses out here. With no idea how to stop it and no idea of what its motives are. I went back to Germany to talk to the only goddamn person we got that knows anything about this shit. And I'll be damned if I let you or any other goddamn bureaucracy stop us from getting the answers we need to stop this shit.
I like it. Is there any sort of final punctuation on that, or are you waiting for a response on the phone?
Then hang it up.
So if I could get back to my job, do you have any further orders for me, sir?
Watch yourself, Major. We both want success in this. He hangs up the phone.
Click.
I like to imagine that you all are kind of standing there staring at her. Feel free to play amongst yourselves, because you don't know what side of the conversation he had. Go Task Force!
That felt better than I thought it would.
Wait, call him back. I want to tell him to fuck off too.
Yeah, that's definitely what she would have.
I think that's fair. You get a fake point.
Is that a thing?
Not in this game.
Oh.
He's looking at the character sheet.
He's like, ooh, wait.
We have literally never played the Fate system.
Nope, not at all. Mechanically, I'm not a great fan of it, but I love giving out people Fate points. If we ever do play it, you guys are going to have so many goddamn Fate points to cash in.
We're gonna have to re-listen to our entire catalog to document how many Fate points we have.
Yeah, Nano gets a Fate point. Any interaction amongst the team?
Was Captain Dan able to find anything out about contractors, or
I'm
still
let
waiting?
You guys do whatever it is that you wanted to do, if you wanted to do anything.
I'm assuming Hastings and Kazim are going over all of the photo evidence that they brought back.
So where did we end up with what we were gathering for the Peshmerga?
You came up with a secure app.
Yeah.
Nothing much That's beyond right. that.
You were, okay.
A secure app that we would have to manually put on their devices.
And to get them any equipment was just too risky as far as...
Not if we take it off the bodies of the contractors we're taking out into the desert.
They charge premiums for that, you know.
Or can we give the Peshmerga a laptop with this, you load your shit from that?
Yeah, we could.
I'll let you guys think about that if there's no immediate team interaction.
I don't think so.
At the local watering hole, the cantina, Captain Dan is approached by a... bearded, blonde-haired man who is jacked, wearing all black, chomping on an unlit cigar. He wears no insignia whatsoever, and he sits down. Captain Pashkev, I presume?
That'd be me.
He sticks out a big, meaty, you know, like good old Midwestern farmhand, you know, style handshake.
Uh-huh.
He grips way too tight in an attempt to break your fingers. Call me, I am Colonel, Jeff McGuire.
Colonel?
Yeah. I hear you have a need. You want to take a walk?
Yeah.
Got an uncle named Mark.
As a matter of fact, he immediately, lights up the cigar. And you see him, he pulls out a case and points to it.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll have a cigar with him.
He cuts. I hear you are looking for some
extra hands.
Yeah, yeah. Mind give me some details?
Escort to a private residence, about how big was Rassam's compound?
I mean, the compound itself is of decent size. I don't remember, but I mean, it's on an orchard. So okay. I mean, it's a fairly significant property.
Right. A few acres worth of
wealthy family residence.
Yeah. Wealthy family, private residence, hostiles on site.
Oh, any idea of the count?
I'll relay whatever we saw. I can't remember the numbers off the top of my head.
The vehicle count we had. We knew how many vehicles were out there.
I think yep. There were 3 to 4 vehicles. Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that we got numbers of at least a dozen.
That sounds right. At least from what we could see. But we couldn't see inside any of the buildings.
Yeah. Huh. If you've got 4 vehicles, I bet closer to 2 dozen, if not a little more. What are you going to steal?
Honestly, we have a list of targets we're looking to
acquire. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, no, he will elaborate on the list of targets that we have as our cover and some of what the CIA is looking for.
You're looking to kill jihadis.
That too.
All right. Okay. Something's not quite making sense to me. I mean,
what's that?
I mean, ostensibly, you're there to steal shit or to find shit. Doesn't really matter to me.
Liberate.
I like you. He salutes. Freedom. Okay. But you also want dead jihadis.
That too.
But dead jihadis are also an aspect of what you want.
What do you mean?
They're part of the mission protocol.
They are.
I figured I was, yes. I was just, going to shoot them to get them out of your way. You need them dead for a reason.
We need...
It's more of a two birds with one stone kind of thing.
Yes, it is. We're kind of looking for the higher profile names that we can put against the wanted list.
Okay. Names usually have a higher body count.
Careful, you're jacking up the price.
He's asking you if he needs to charge you for 2 jobs or 1 right now.
Oh, no. He's already counted it as 2. He now used the word VIP. So now he's thinking about, like, he was cool if you were just fucking robbing people and you needed him to shoot a couple jihadis. Like,
okay.
Now you're making it a little more complicated, so now he wants the price to go up.
You're failing the humint roll with Grady right now.
Correct.
Yeah.
Jeff is missing the point, which means the price is going up.
Yeah.
All right, fine. We need an escort. Transportation. You need bodies. And probably at least with somewhat of their faces attached.
Yeah. And we... How do I say this?
I don't know. I look forward to seeing what you come up with.
Don't fuck this up, Jeff. More than you already have.
I mean, it's going to increase the price. Discretion.
No, oh, I am nothing if not discreet.
Yeah, they're contractors.
I mean, once we get in there, a few of my personnel are going to be going with you. Me personally will be with you. Once we get where we're going, you guys are holding down the fort until we're done.
Oh, so it's not a smash and grab. There's going to be. Okay.
Got to make sure we're grabbing the right shit.
Yes.
How long are we going to hold down the fort?
Long enough to load up and go.
We'll also need extraction.
Load up. Again, I'm not asking your business, but I kind of need to know.
Historical art.
All right. Heavy?
Some.
How many pieces?
I don't have a count yet. Based on what Hastings saw at the museum, she'd be able to put together at least a general idea of how much mass we're going to have to move out of
there. Yeah, those tablets are fucking heavy. If you're physically moving those tablets, the tablets in the amphora are, we're talking like several people to move. If you look up like Assyrian tablets, they're goddamn massive. We're talking like commandments from God type shit.
Okay.
So they're not going to be... I'm pretty sure that that Glancy in here talks about them being like a 2-man job to move at least.
Okay.
So moving dozens of them would be like fucking moving brick pavers for a patio. It's going to be like moving concrete. slabs. So something to think about.
Right.
We just gotta make sure we find the book where Rassam already translated it for us.
That'd be nice.
Why would he translate them if he speaks Akkadian?
Hastings speaks Akkadian too. That doesn't mean she's great at translating it.
Hastings might have the highest Akkadian percentage of any character that's ever been generated.
Yeah, Captain Dan will give him a general idea of what kind of thing we're going to be moving, how much of it, at least to the best of his knowledge.
Okay. But also, let's put in there that there's a chance that we might not have to move any of it at all.
It'd be nice.
It's going to be the same price.
Yeah. Because either way, we're taking the manpower and we're taking the transport for it. If we oversold the mission, that's our fault.
Our.
You know what? You are more than welcome to play Captain Dan. I think you were playing Captain Dan.
I was at one point, yeah.
No. I like when Jeff does the talky bits. I like how this is going to be edited with Daniel's talky bits and then Jeff's talky bits right after.
Oh, boy. I love it.
It's just going to be like, fair, we need you for a mission. That's everything we need.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't think this was going to go well in whose ever hands it landed in.
Oh, no. We were going to get bent over a barrel. It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, that was my plan. Jeff just willingly laid down and said, please, sir, can I have another?
Yes, I totally failed the human role. I thought, oh, shit, we shouldn't say we're going in to steal artifacts. No, he doesn't give a shit.
Nope, he doesn't give a flying fuck.
All he wants to know is he allowed to take any also?
Dan, can I call you Dan?
Yeah, yeah.
He pulls out a hip flask and starts kind of swirling it around before taking a slosh. You should be able to do that for... I get you five or six men. That'd be enough to maneuver the trucks. Should be able to scare off a couple of... He would be throwing probably incredibly, like, culturally inappropriate things in here. Right. I'd like to throw them in here because I think it'd be great, but at the same time, I also don't want to throw them in here. So I'm just going to say that he says culturally inappropriate things about the jihadis he's going to kill. Six men in, take out the targets, hold down the truck, wait an hour or so, drive you back. How does $60,000 sound to you?
It doesn't sound out of the realm of possibilities. Would you mind if I went back and verified everything with my team?
He looks at his watch.
Sure.
That seems fair. Would have to be soon. We don't know when we're headed back out, but I know I could get the men together relatively quickly.
What kind of time frame are you looking at?
He will
provide coordinates for them to be able to scope out the area.
Couple of days.
You should hear back from me within a couple hours.
Perfect. I'll go have a drink.
What do you guys think?
That's half our assets.
Slightly more. You have $112,000. $111,900.
But the intel at Rassam's is really the only leads we have to go off for this.
I'll be honest, after that role play, it's cheaper than I thought it was going to be.
You know, I looked multiple times. That's the best guesstimate that I have. There are things that it rates, and it was like, in order to infiltrate with an escort team, it's approximately this level, but it doesn't give a monetary value. And I went, with this amount of money, they can utilize it this number of times. And I'm like, that doesn't seem fair. I'm upping that. So I did go up from what's recommended in the book. But even still, I'm like, man, I'm surprised he didn't ask for more.
No, I'd say that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, wait, half up front, half once we're back?
Probably not, but we'll see.
That's what it's going to be. And we'll half up front, half when we get back, and we'll tip you anything that we don't need artifact-wise. As a kicker for doing half and half.
Captain Dan can try.
Because to be honest, we're really not looking for art.
I mean, we kind of are.
I like that they're ready to go, though, and in the region.
Yeah.
It's good.
Get it done. Call and set it up.
All right. I'll have my team look into it. We will be in touch. How many civvies are going?
Me and one civvy.
Okay.
But there was a third person that we were sending.
Oh.
Al Rabini was going to be Overwatch.
Overwatch for the drone. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Do you want him on site?
No.
No?
So
are we really only going to send two, though?
That's seven people.
Captain Dan and
maybe eight.
Hastings.
I don't know why we need a medic at the field base in a firefight. Just thought.
Probably not a bad idea.
Okay.
Let's have a combat medic on site.
Three. Okay. Truck will be a little tight, but I think we can make that work. I'll get back in touch.
And then now that way we've got potentially three players at the table during the site as well.
We'll set it up for the 16th, April 16th.
Okay.
3 days.
No, it's already 14th, isn't it?
It's already the 13th.
Oh.
It's getting Warner's ready to not be back 14th.
Yet. For some reason, I thought Warner was already back. What are you thinking over there?
How long was your app taken to program or whatever?
Well, if we put it in, it's going to take a significant amount of time if we go and manually do one by one. If we put it on a laptop to where they can run it themselves and use it again in the future,
yep.
I don't know. We haven't established how long that would take.
It's probably the easiest. Okay. So I got Jenny back on the base.
But I think the idea of creating something that they can continue to use and teaching them to use it on their own is probably worth more than manually fixing 10 phones with the app. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, we don't have any approach on Mosul until we actually get
covers.
I'm moving on to the 14th. Essentially, at this point, you know, it's sort of a ticking clock until the 16th.
Yeah.
So it's a question of what you basically want to do in the next 2 days, the 14th and the 15th.
Rubini wants to put together the that encryption program.
Sure.
That software and put it on a computer so that they can run it themselves.
Yeah, I don't think it would be too hard for you to get a computer. You could take some petty cash or something and go buy something.
Yeah.
You would still need to make contact with the Peshmerga, speak to them again, all this fun stuff.
Yeah, but yeah. Once I get it all built, I mean, we can send Landry on that. He's already the one that's got contacts.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it's still going to, yeah, it'll still be some.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Warner is finished with human training.
How does that mechanic work?
I know it's not a lot, but it's not in the index.
Rubini also wants to work on his Photoshop skills. Changing the faces on dead jihadis from the mission.
Yeah.
It's an option. Start working down that list for the CIA. I want some satellites.
Yeah.
Are you not a fan of Irene?
He doesn't know if he's a fan of photoshopping things and sending it to a CIA.
She's not going to know any better. Buy us at least a little bit of time until her analysts look at it. And we just hack the databases and change the faces of the people on the list in the database to match the dead body that comes in.
They're not going to look at their own pictures again.
Until I see next week's skill, YouTube Jeff. Video with that guy chanting some absurd obscenities.
Fail.
While he lops off somebody's head.
It's an 84 over 43.
Okay. You get a permanent bonus of +1.
Okay.
So take your skill up by 1%. And then since you're training to use it in Mosul, you get an additional +4 when using that skill in Mosul.
So +5 to it.
Well, +1 for everything that he's using now, but then it becomes +5.
When he's Mosul. In the culture that he's
been studying. Yes. Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
So that's how that mechanic works in that instance.
I don't know that that's worth a week.
I don't like the rules. It's the one time I want Grady to not play by the rules.
I mean, +5 is significant.
+5 is a significant change, yeah. Did take 7 days.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was a failed roll. You don't know what would happen with a successful roll.
True.
Anything that you'd like to do on the 14th?
You could have Landry contact the Peshmerga and let them know that what we're putting together for them to start that ball rolling and not just wait until I'm done doing what I'm doing.
And let them know when we're moving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely want to inform them of in 3 days' time our move on the compound.
It's already the 14th, so 2 days.
Two days now.
Yep. 2 days. We're going on the 17th. We pop up on the 16th.
So Landry reaches out to Hassim to let him know to tell, what's the Peshmerga contact? Sadeghi.
Yep.
Sure.
Anything else on the 14th?
Well, we got 2 days. What can she be doing? Or Jennifer?
Practicing her drawing skills. Does Jennifer want to let Irene know that we're hitting a target, a potential target?
I don't think anybody wants to talk to Irene. But I doubt letting her know that we're attempting something is going to do anything for her.
Yeah.
Nope, she's just going to be interested in results.
Does Captain Dan have to operate heavy machinery?
Let's see. Yes.
At what level?
50.
Okay. Just in case we got to use the backhoe on site. Mm-hmm. Anybody have anything that they want to do?
There are things I want to do, but they require being in Mosul.
I can't do what I was thinking of anyways because he's putting that computer together for them.
Oh, yeah.
We're moving on to the 15th then?
I think so.
Does anybody else have decent signals intelligence?
No. There's one.
Yeah, Major Mary Olson does. She has a lot of skill in actually signal analysis for cellular equipment, but her SIGINT is 70.
You think it's worthwhile for her to look into anything else from Dalwa, the people who gave us the information, the counterintelligence, ISIL's counterintelligence group, who
launched the investigation?
Yeah.
We also never found out anything about the one dude who set up the...
Daoud. There's also Al-Jabiri as well.
Al-Jabiri was...
the guy who was investigating it.
Okay. Yeah, so that's two other things we can look up.
Yeah.
Yeah, she can do some research. See if she can find out. I mean, I'm assuming to get any communications or any intel, like, as far as the investigation and the progress they're making, we have to be in Mosul to capture that. But, I mean, we could probably pull, like, what the hierarchy looks like for their specific branch. Maybe try to narrow down how the Al-Hizba fit into all that. Really interested to find out when the next incident happens and whom it happens to.
Well, the last incident that we've been told about was already a week ago.
That was to Iraqi forces.
Correct.
Prior to that, it was all people in Mosul.
Yeah.
Iraqi forces and the coalition are all on the outskirts of Mosul. Correct. Doing a siege of the city.
And they did give you the exact location of where that happened.
Where was that?
It was like Karak, I think it was. I spelled it for you because I figured it would be a question.
Yeah, you spelled it, but you went too quick, so I just phonetically wrote it.
So then you can look it up on a map if you're interested. Was that on? No. Q-A-Y-Y-A-R-A-H.
That's actually a city. Is it all of that? Q-A-Y-Y-A-R-A-H?
Yes.
There's an actual city called Al-Karak.
It's probably there.
Which is, like, not close to Mosul.
Is that correct?
Red.
Damn, that's hidden harder.
It's, like, we're in Kirkuk.
It is coming south.
Yeah, it's on the opposite side of Rassam's.
Rassam's from us.
Because Rassam's is, like, here, roughly.
Well, yeah, we could probably definitely get to that site to do some investigation, then. Since we're waiting on the...
I will say that there are no major roads with direct connections, so we have to come down and back up, or up and then down.
Okay. This is differences in the book, so...
Okay.
I may just want to look and see, add it to Kara, add the word district.
Okay.
Should it be in Mosul?
I'm not sure. In what, like, some of this information is listed in two different places. In one place, it refers to it as Kara, and the other place, it refers to it as Kara district. So is that... I just want to see if Kara district is an area in Mosul.
Q-A-Y-Y-A-R-A-H?
Yes. Correct.
in the real world, Google is not giving me that. Google is taking me to that city every time.
Kira Subdistrict. Kira Subdistrict is a part of the Mosul District in southern Nubia governorate on the west bank of the Tigris River in Iraq. Its seat is the town of Kira. Population primarily Sunni Muslim Arabs. Yada 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 yada. Makes mention of the Kira oil fields. Yeah, it's pointing to the town. I think it's the same town you had.
But that one doesn't have an H.
Oh, it has an H?
Oh, yeah, it does. Sub-district. I was looking here versus here.
So I think that that area is the Kira district. I don't know necessarily that that happened in Al-Kira.
Okay.
If I'm reading this correctly.
We're just talking about like a pretty vast distance.
Well, just looking at... Yeah, no, I understand. But it says Kira or Kira is an Iraqi town located in the southern Nineveh governorate, just like he said, 60 kilometers south of Mosul. It is located in the Mosul district and it is the seat of the Kira subdistrict. So Al-Kira is the town, is the governance of the Kira subdistrict. So what happened was in the Kira subdistrict, but if it's 60 kilometers from Mosul, then somewhere between Al-Kira and the 60 kilometers to Mosul is where that attack occurred. I understand that's not super helpful. I'll look and see in the book if there's any more detail, but it just says Kira in one part of the book.
And really, the only question is, can we get there?
Well, yeah, I mean, and Al-Kira is 85 kilometers to Mosul, but it's a little bit of an out and around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 71 kilometers from there. So if this happens 60 kilometers south of Mosul, then it's on the north side of this, of Al-Kira. That makes sense?
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. That's a good distance.
And this was the tank crew that was flayed.
Correct.
Yeah.
And
that's also a pattern change from the way it was behaving before.
Yeah. And this location is technically closer to us than Mosul is, if you look at Kirkuk, because this down here is Kirkuk.
So do we have anything that we want to do before the 16th?
I think we might want to check this attack out.
Okay.
I mean, I'd love to somehow get more insight into the ISIL government hierarchy and what they know and what their secret police are thinking about the situation, how that investigation's going, what Al-Hizbah is up to right now, but all that stuff involves being in Mosul and being tapped into the communications network.
Yeah. Well, and again, that's something that he's analyzing as well. So you're developing contacts and SIGINT, and you can continue to ask those questions, and it just takes time to find the answers.
Well, that's why with Major Olson, she also has a relatively high SIGINT. So that's why while I'm working on computers, he was looking into doing that as well.
So is there a question that you were looking to answer or something you were trying to figure out with signals intelligence?
No, not specifically, no.
I will go ahead and say that it is, I may be making up some geography here, but just doing some Wikipedia and looking at the book. In one section, it says Kira, in the other section, it says Kira District. It looks like there's a massive area south of Mosul that is like a county, a city, state, a district, whatever. I would imagine that this attack happened closer to Mosul than Al-Kira is.
Just like right across its borders.
But it is definitely outside of Mosul.
So there's a good chance we can get there then. With Mosul being surrounded by coalition forces, then we probably have a good inway there. It'll be a hot zone. Yeah. But...
I mean, it is far from like, you know, completely established at this point, the assault on Mosul.
I don't know that that's a run we want to try and make before our mission.
Yeah, because the two guys who would probably be going would be the ones who need to go on the other. If something happens and they can't get back, we don't want to miss out.
Well, I mean, Captain Dan was going on the run, right, to Rassam's?
Yeah.
In Warner.
I mean, Mary's not doing anything right now. She's got military background.
Does she? Okay.
Army. Just trying to grasp at any intelligence that's able to be grasped.
No, know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind your intel is now, what, 7 days old?
Yeah.
So
I don't know why that didn't strike us sooner that was not in Mosul.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
Well, because all the other districts in Mosul have been described that way and didn't even think to look it up. What was I going to say? Shit. Does Mary want anybody else tagging along with her? Or actually, that's what I was going to ask. Do we think that after 7 days, there's going to be anything on the site of the attack left?
I mean, it could be that it's completely gone because they might just clean the tanks and put them back into back on the lines.
You mean everything that we said that we were thinking about doing?
Tanks ain't cheap.
No, they're not.
Should ask the private contractors if they have use for a tank. Maybe they'll take that payment instead. I've got a couple sitting right over here.
Yeah, well, they cost more than $60,000. I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
Can't get a good SUV for that price anymore.
Mary could be looking at, looking into more recent crazy stuff with a SIG getting rolled during today.
Or she could be looking up to see if there's an investigation of that attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and make a SIG hit for her. So we're going to be rolling for looking up any information on the investigation or any attacks specifically that might have occurred as well. $3,170. Okay. She really wants to capture cell signals in Mosul. She really wants to do that.
So you are looking for, phrase that one more time.
Trying to see if there's anything about the ISIL secret service or whatever doing that investigation, any news about the investigation or anything pertaining to attacks.
Who's our really good human character? Is it Jennifer?
She was the persuasive one. She's got a 70, 73 now. Persuasive. 70 per human.
We may want to send her out to the refugees coming out of Mosul to see what information we can pull up from them.
Yeah.
I forgot we had talked about that.
Yeah.
See if there's any survivors of the families or anything. Yeah.
All right. Mary reaches out about that. I've got that on the list.
Cool.
Anything else on the 15th?
We're sending Jennifer out to
check on refugees.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Jennifer have a cover? She doesn't. She's a university person now.
That's archaeology and negotiator is her. I'm bullshitting and I'm definitely a secret agent.
Okay. Cover. So you don't have a cover per se. Because you could be providing humanitarian aid, but that character can't do that. Because you've already burned her stuff. So she would
just I can send Warner out with her because his cover is State Department focus on relief aid.
Okay. Yeah, I would allow that. Is there anything in particular that cover will hold up relatively easily? Is there anything in particular that you're looking for?
Specifically survivors from any of the attacks. The strange attacks.
That'll be difficult, probably. What are your Arabic scores?
50.
40.
We'll go human trolls.
Pass.
11 under 70.
Would I get the bonus for Mosul?
It's not going to matter because you passed.
Oh, fire tonight. Fire.
The
bear, shut up. It's going to come back to haunt you. That was a crit pass.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
He rolled an 11.
And that was sweet. For who, Jennifer?
Jennifer.
Yeah. It's the most.
Let's kind of role play that a little bit. Like, what kind of questions are you asking? You're going up to people. What are we saying here?
Let's see. Probably want to phrase it as, wow. Since have you seen anybody missing their skin? Like, we want to play it off like we heard about some horrible attacks targeting families.
Maybe name drop some of the families.
Yeah, the families.
Yeah.
There's three different ones, weren't there? Let's see.
We had
Junebug.
7 members of the Ramal family. So the Ramal family, Halim family found skinned.
We encountered somebody who was looking for members of the Ramal family.
Nasser family.
Nasser?
Nasser's his first name.
Not
last name.
8 members of the Nasser family were found fled in their home in the Al-Wasser district. Eldest son was missing.
He just said that because of that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we can name drop that we've had people looking for members of their family, the Nasser family, the whatever.
The Nasser, the Ramal, and the I'm tired.
Do you have any news on anybody?
Or have you seen any member? Who was missing members? The Nasser family's son is missing.
The Halim family has one son missing. Two sons from the Ramal family are missing. So we could be looking for the missing children.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys start asking those types of questions and you get, it's almost like too much signal noise. Like everybody's missing something. Everybody's missing somebody. You're not hitting on any of the things you want, but they're all asking you about things that, you know, they want. Have you heard it's a refugee camp. Everybody and their brother has posters up with like, have you seen so-and-so? You know, so that line of questioning isn't really getting you anywhere that you'd like to be.
Maybe we should turn it around and ask the aid workers that are actually...
Could we ask the refugees how they got out and in turn flip it as a way to potentially get in? Just thought. I can't imagine that the refugees were allowed to just walk down the regular old road.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking of maybe asking the aid workers if anyone was acting strangely, but they would all be acting strangely. Like,
yeah. What did we ask?
It's a needle in a haystack.
We just got to fix our questions because we got to be able to utilize that quick pass.
We learn anything about the inner workings of Al-Hizba or what was the other one?
Yeah, I don't know.
The ones who started the investigation of Rasam's.
Al-Hizba did.
No.
I think Olsen was looking
the investigation
into that, right?
As Amin al-Dawla.
Yes. Yeah, she was specifically doing SIGINT for anything pertaining to the investigation. What can we do here? We got these refugees. They're coming out of Mosul. They're beat up. They're battered. Everybody's missing family members. We need to know about scary attacks. We need to know about monsters.
Is that what you're asking for?
Is that what we're asking for?
Can we find anybody who worked at the hospital that the wounded were taken to?
Maybe.
Could ask about the curfews.
Good. That's a good way to approach it.
Like, why were they being curfewed?
Could ask if any of the refugees have family who work at the hospital that we could contact to get a better idea of what kind of aid they need. When in reality, we're just establishing a contact within Mosul. Then that way we potentially have some communication of what's being communicated inside of Mosul.
You know, a lot of these people are probably deeply religious. I think we would probably get better results if we spun this.
You're the one that made the rule, man. I was just throwing out ideas.
Yeah, I'm going to take that route. I'm going to ask people about what's the Arabic version of Satan?
Shaitan.
Yeah, they'll talk to you about, you know, horrific things.
Yeah.
Yes. Who is it that's talking to them?
Jennifer.
Are you religious, miss?
I founded the cult of Shaitanism.
Church of.
And she wears a hijab, so she's obviously some of her...
Right, that might be one of the reasons why they asked. Because she is half Iranian.
Leave that part out.
It depends on who you're talking to.
I was raised in faith, yes.
We have heard, seen the... Many believe that there are literal demons at work. That Mosul's become whatever the Muslim equivalent of hellhole would be. That, you know, a literal portal to the, you know, to demons. And many people speak to you about the jinn. So some of this is cultural. Some of this is religious. But you begin to hear a fairly consistent story of body parts in the Tigris River. Skinless body parts.
All the attacks happened on the river.
A large portion of them did along the corridor.
In the last few days, maybe a week, there have been numerous stories in villages south of Mosul recovering fleshless limbs.
It's flowing south, where the direction the attacks are going. Okay.
The limbs do not appear to belong to the same people necessarily. Although, surely it's just another horrific story of a war-torn city. Couldn't possibly be true.
Have you heard anything about the ones that were taken?
Nobody would respond with folks who are taken. Either that or it's, again, information overload. Okay. People disappear all the time.
Okay. I think we've got another plan of attack then after Rasam's.
Cool.
We need to follow the Tigris.
You have a map.
Yep.
So you can definitely take a look and see how the Tigris flows through Mosul. If that is of interest to you. Okay. Haseem reaches out to Landry. I heard about your gift. Saddegi would like to see it if you're willing to travel again.
Sure. We'll try to get that finished for you. And then he grabs him. We about have that complete for them to be able to see it?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
So are you both going with Haseem to meet the Peshmerga?
I don't think Landry would make him go alone.
Oh, yeah. Rabini's not going alone. Just so you know.
Opens the door for him and shuts the door. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, you guys take an uncomfortable Teamster style car ride to what is it? Erbil to meet with Kadir again. Ah, Landry, my friend. It's good to see you again.
Ah, the pleasure's mine. Thank you for meeting with us again.
Yes, yes. A new friend, perhaps. One of yours.
A very talented friend.
Ah, yes.
Think you might have something that might interest you.
Of course.
Well, Landry was telling me that you guys were in need of tech, and I figured an easier way to have encrypted communication between your people would probably be helpful.
Yes, I could see that. Please, show me what you brought.
I'll pop open my laptop and turn it around and basically explain how to put the software onto their phones. It's really simple. You just type in signal.exe, you plug it into your computer, and you just hit enter.
Is that what you named it, Signal?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You see him pull it up. You'll allow me. I have some experience, but I have. And you, he, do either of you speak Turkish?
No.
He begins to call out in Turkish. About a moment. And a couple of other another individual comes in. He begins relaying something to him, obviously in a language you don't understand. You presume it's Turkish. And then he sort of indicates you guys, indicates the laptop, indicates him. The guy comes over. And you see him take the laptop and he begins kind of pecking away at it. Just taking a look at what you've done. I appreciate the gift. It would be useful to have more encrypted communication. We will see if this is something that could benefit the Peshmerga. I appreciate your gift. And the guy kind of turns around and they have some more back and forth. We appreciate this. We are excited to try it and see its use demonstrated. The guy kind of raises a question. They go back and forth again. Would you be willing to show us how it works? He's interested to see.
You just want my trade secrets, dude? Like, what are you talking about?
You said, and they go back and forth again in Turkish a little bit. And then he yells out of the room again.
Like, what is it you're wanting to see? How it actually functions? How to put it on?
I understand the concept. I have some skill with computers, but, just to see it in action, if you don't mind.
A couple of soldiers,
you know, strapped with weapons.
I'm assuming they have cell phones, right?
You don't see them, but I think it's a safe assumption.
I would assume that from here that I would, do they have an internet connection?
You don't see one.
I would ask, do you guys have an internet connection?
Yes, of course.
So basically I would want to try to like have them communicate and then show me pulling it from the network, their signals on the computer, and then show them that I can't do it with the program.
I am, you misunderstand. I do have skill in computer science. Okay. As you are standing there, he equates something to you that I don't exactly know how to role play.
Okay.
But you suddenly get the sense that this guy knows way more about computer science than
he has let on.
Yes.
Okay.
And the two guys, the couple of guys, you know, with AKs strapped to their back come over.
Do you want to know how to develop your own version of this software?
Just a moment.
Okay.
And the two guys come over and he sort of snaps his fingers and points at them.
Yeah.
And there's an exchange in Turkish and two cell phones get put down on the table. Upload the firmware. Yes.
Yep.
If you don't mind.
I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. And as you're doing it, there's instructions in Turkish that Kadir is giving specifically to them.
Okay.
And he says, if you don't mind, please show them the app.
And I will show them the app.
And he again explains something to them in Turkish. And then he says something to the first guy who came in.
Mm-hmm.
No, we think this will be quite useful. We can keep the laptop then, yes?
Yeah, it's our gift to you.
He says something in Turkish. The guy snaps the laptop shut, nods to you, and he and the guys with guns walk away. I appreciate this. This is an excellent sign, an excellent gift, Landry. It's not... It will be a useful tool.
I'm sure it will. And given in good faith with more to come.
We would appreciate that. I know that you are interested in movements in Mosul. I can look into that a little bit.
We are. We also wanted to inform you that we will be moving on the compound that we spoke of previously on the 17th. We do expect there to be resistance.
Before you keep moving, was that intentional?
We were going to let him know.
You gave him the wrong day.
I did?
You did. Yeah.
I say the right day.
Excuse me. Allow me to confer with my associate who's screaming at you in English. What are you doing, dumbass?
What day was it?
The 16th.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
I was making the joke earlier about telling them the 17th.
That's why. No. Yeah, we'll be moving on the compound on the 16th.
Perhaps I can... let me know what you find. I'd be interested to see why there are ISIL soldiers in that area. Seems a bit far out from their current line of defense.
Are we able to confirm that you didn't have any assets in the area?
You need not worry about any of the Peshmerga being involved in this situation.
Is there anything else we wanted to ask him? We had given you a list of targets the last time we spoke. Did you have any intel on any of those names by chance?
We've done some looking. I have nothing to give at this point, but I will reach out to my people and I will be in touch through Haseem.
Wonderful.
And after the tea and the hookah and the pleasantries or whatever, he shoos you out. You get the sense that it's not a bad gift. It is something you can put together. It's not quite what they're looking for.
We could do better.
Well, and just he really wants to know. They really want to know. The Peshmerga are fighting on multiple fronts, so he's really interested on what the Turks are doing in Syria because the Turks are supporting ISIL. The Turks are supporting ISIL outside of Iraq.
I don't know that was something that we knew already. Correct.
I mean, it would be known. Like, it's not, it's not, you know.
It wasn't something he explicitly said in the last...
I think it is. Because, like I said, the Peshmerga are interested in signals intelligence, which is something that the U.S. and he assumes, by extension, you guys have access to. Turkey is in the middle of, if I remember, so Syria is in the middle of a civil war, and the Peshmerga are involved in it, as is ISIL. I think I remember looking this up a couple of months ago, because Turkey is in, Turkey is currently led by, what's his dumb fuck, Erdogan or whatever his name is. So he is ostensibly playing the NATO ally while fueling ISIL to stir up a bunch of shit, which is getting the Peshmerga killed.
Right.
So he wants our intel, the U.S. and coalition intel on Turkey.
Which would go against NATO treaties. That is really going to set him off. He's more than happy to accept signals intelligence and to help you out. But you know that that's his big SIGINT need. It is technology. Technology is useful. That would be the coup de grace for him.
That's going to take buttering somebody's ass really well.
It sounds like Irene... Isn't she on station? Where is she at on station?
She's in Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
But I mean, she's the assistant director for the region. So
yeah,
she would know what's going on. You're not supposed to spy on your allies, but you absolutely spy on your allies.
She knows. We're going to have to give her some heads, though.
Yep.
So. Anything else for the 15th, or do we move on to the 16th?
So we're moving on.
Yep.
Colonel McGuire. Colonel McGuire gets back in touch with you. They are going to roll out in the evening. They will assault after dark. They plan to give you an hour, and then they will head back all essentially in the dead of night at that point.
Right.
Unless there's anything else you guys would like to do, I need to find some players to play private military contractors, and we'll start again next time.
Sweet.
I will message my private military contractors now while I'm thinking about it.
We will with puckered buttholes.
Yeah, because some of the folks I'm messaging, I don't think you necessarily want on the team.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man. Let's see, 60 grand, team of five guys, take off 10 grand cut for the company. Yeah,
So they're probably getting paid like, what, $7,000-$8,000 for the night for a run?
Cold, each. Hard American cash.
Yeah. Shoot a couple bodies, drive a couple cars. Not a bad day.
Maybe
work.
Grab a painting or two.
That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.
What it is, I don't want to see no more.